If these findings are replicated elsewhere, furlough schemes may be adopted in future recessions. Some commentators point to the record of Germany, which suffered a much smaller rise in unemployment than other rich countries during the recession in 2008-09 because of a scheme that subsidized short-term working. There are two obvious concerns about such support schemes. The first is the cost. The British scheme, which started in March, is expected to cost around £60 billion, or $75 billion, by the scheduled end in October, or a bit less than 3% of GDP. The second problem is that such schemes may prevent the necessary role that recessions play in creative destruction, whereby resources are reallocated from failing businesses to successful ones. The survival of zombie companies may make the next recovery less vigorous. On cost, the counter-argument is that widespread job losses lead to deep recessions and thus sharp declines in government revenues. They can also be bad news for laid-off workers who may take years to find another job. Paying money up front to reduce the severity of a recession can thus be a good investment in both social and economic terms. It would be great if governments could save only companies that have a viable long-term future. The analogy might be an old rule of thumb among central bankers that they should lend money in financial crises to banks that have a liquidity problem, not a solvency one. In practice, however, financial crises in recent decades have been so acute that central banks have mostly been unable or unwilling to discriminate. Similarly, while governments have imposed conditions on wage support schemes in the current crisis, their main priority has been to dole out aid as quickly as possible in order to save jobs. A lot more research is clearly needed to see whether furlough support schemes will have adverse long-term economic effects. The longer the schemes are in place, the more likely it is that market distortions will occur. But the principle that governments should intervene to support struggling banks and unemployed workers as a way of reducing the severity of recessions has long been established. It is conceivable to think that furlough schemes might eventually be viewed in the same light.